First up, and this is in no particular order, we have Death in the Air, the true story of a serial killer, the Great London Smog, and the Strangling of a City by Kate Winkler Dawson. You have to love the subtitles of true crime books. Death in the Air, the true story of a serial killer, the Great London Smog, Ooh. And the Strangling of a City by Kate Winkler Dawson.
Oh, that was so good. Ooh,
okay, so
good.
We're in 1952 with this book.
Well, that was the year that London was just burning all kinds of crappy coal. It was their dirty coal that they got. They sold their good coal abroad. So everybody is burning coal, and the stuff in the air is just a killer. It was really, literally, a killer fog. 4,000 people were asphyxiated. And many, many more are hospitalized. 4,000 people, and they're burning away. And in the middle of it, so that in itself is number
one. Right, you don't need a serial killer with this situation.
Under cover of the smog was Christie, that awful Reg Christie on, you know, 10 Rillington Place is sort of famous for being the home where Reg buried 8 women that he had lured to his house. And again, it was so cruel because he lured them, some of them, to his house by saying that he had this wonderful cough medicine against the smog. It was just doubly cruel. And here they were coughing and hacking and coming to him hoping to get this special cough medicine. He killed them and buried them in his garden, 8 of them.
How did they eventually track him down?
Oh, he tripped up finally, and he was doing it in full view of the neighbors. He was burying them and waving to people as he's digging holes. And he said, he said himself he couldn't get over it. He said, in fact, one of the things that was holding up his garden fence was a human thigh bone, and no one seemed to notice. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This sounds terrible.